Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Today, I'd like to help you explore the void. It's a space of limitless potential where all creation begins. Whether you realise it or not, you're already tapped into this place and it's waiting for you to instruct it on what you would like to create next. My name's Amanda Nelson and this is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. And today we're dipping a toe into infinite alchemy. We are taking a deep dive into an energy space that I know as the void. It sounds mysterious. It sounds even empty, but actually it's far from that. The void is an energetic space of infinite possibilities. It's where energy is waiting to be shaped by your thoughts and your intentions. Think of it as a space of limitless possibilities that's waiting for instruction. In the void space, the usual rules of the physical world don't apply. It's a place beyond structure and time where the impossible becomes infinitely and effortlessly possible. It's the space where raw potential is free to become anything at all. It's where ideas take shape without the constraints of the world as we know it. You probably gather from my voice, I absolutely adore the void. Think of the void as being filled with what Wallace Wattles calls thinking stuff. It's a substance that responds directly to your thoughts. In his book, The Science of Getting Rich, please read that book if you haven't already, Wattles explores the idea that this thinking substance is the foundation of any creation. He was writing this book about 100 years ago, I think, and he describes it like this. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made and which in its original state permeates, penetrates and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. Man can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. Wattles's idea is really simple. The void is not empty. It's a space that holds within it a kind of living intelligence. This thinking stuff is malleable, and as a co-creator, you can work with it to bring new realities into existence. When you place your intention into the void, this thinking substance immediately responds by taking that intention and beginning to shape it into reality for you. It doesn't ask how or why, it simply starts to mold itself around your thoughts. It's like clay taking the form of a sculptor's vision. In the void, this thinking stuff takes shape according to whatever you project into it. Your thoughts become the brushstrokes on an empty canvas. The void responds instantly, shaping itself, matching your vision. It's a space where the laws of the physical world don't constrain what's possible, and instead the void thrives on the power of intention, belief, and the energy that you bring to it alone. Many think of the void as a blank, empty space. That's what the name implies, after all. But you know, the truth is, it's a state of being that's full of raw, untapped potential. It's the birthplace of anything that has ever been or will ever be. It's like a giant ball of energy. Well, actually, it's more like plasma energy. And you're always connected to it. You don't need to create a new connection. It's already there. You just need to understand that it's there, and understand also how to use that connection with your focus and your intention. The idea of the void really ties into different states of being, and that's because when you start to realize that here in the third dimension, in this particular physical world, this state of being, well, it's a realm of structure, it's of form, it's of time, it's very deliberate, it's quite predictable. It's a state where things happen sequentially, where cause and effect govern whatever is going to unfold. The 3D world provides stability and predictability and a sense of security through its rules. But there's not a lot of magic here. There's not a lot that goes on in the third dimension. All of the creation in the void space does not happen within this dimension, although it does arrive and influence it. So this dimension is where we build our homes. It's where we develop our relationships and we live day to day. But the rules of the third dimension can make miracles feel out of reach for us, like distant dreams rather than everyday possibilities. These rules keep us well grounded. They also limit our sense of what can be achieved. And in some ways, that's the idea of it. That's this state of being. And so that then says that you have to step outside this particular state of being, even if it's only in your imagination, in order to be able to tap into something that is not governed by the rules of the third dimension. So to access the void, you have got to step way beyond the limitations of the 3D state of being. You move into a state where time and form don't restrict what's possible, where the mind is free to imagine and create without barriers. In this state, the void becomes your partner, a responsive field that mirrors back and creates whatever thoughts you send into it. Here you envision a new reality and then watch the void reshape itself in order to make your vision real. It's a shift from thinking in terms of linear progress to thinking in terms of boundless possibility, isn't it? So when you access the void, you're stepping into a state of being that is not the third dimension. Just shift your awareness out of the third dimension. Imagine what it would be like to step into an energetic space where anything can and regularly does happen. It's like hitting pause on reality and moving into a completely different realm, a different state where your thoughts and intentions directly shape whatever it is that comes next for you. In some ways, it's a challenge to describe this. I suppose in the simplest of terms, what you're trying to do is accept that in the third dimension, there are certain rules. And when your mind and your thoughts and your intentions are in the third dimension, not a lot of magic's going to be going on. But if you're prepared to shift yourself simply through your thoughts and intentions and your belief systems into the void, then anything is possible.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. station that makes you feel good.
Okay then, the $1 million question. How can you access this void space? I believe that everybody is already accessing it. In order for anything to show up in your life, it has to have been created in that void space first. But there's a kind of approach to working with the void, and I feel that in general, for those of us who really wish to work and practice working with the void, you will fall into one of two styles. You're either going to be working with the void in a transformational way or a transmutational way. So let's have a look at the difference between those two. Transformational processes, let's call you a transformational alchemist because I love that, you're going to use the void in quite a structured way. Your expectation is that it will have structure to it as it creates. So if we took the idea of the life cycle of a butterfly, this is a really, really good example of this, because transformation is happening. But what's happening is it follows a particular predefined, almost expected plan. It has a certain amount of time to it, chaos to it, a process to it. So if you have a butterfly that lays an egg, probably on one of my cabbage plants, thank you very much. It lays its egg on one of my cabbage leaves. And then after a certain amount of time, from that egg emerges a caterpillar. The caterpillar and the egg are two completely different things. So that's the alchemy. But there is a kind of a an expectation that what will come from a butterfly's egg will be a caterpillar. So the caterpillar then starts to eat my cabbage leaf. Thank you very much again. Right. And after a while, when it's had its fill, it then stops eating and it creates a cocoon, which it disappears into. This is the next step in the transformational alchemy, because after a certain amount of time, it will then emerge from the cocoon as an adult butterfly. That adult butterfly then goes off and finds another of my cabbage plants and plants some more eggs. And so you get this almost predictable life cycle that goes with it. When working with the void, transformational alchemists, they work in quite a structured way. They expect change, they expect process, they expect things to take the time that they need, and they also expect whatever comes next to be the right thing in order for them to be on the correct pathway. The thing is, transmutational alchemists have an entirely different approach. So, whereas transformational alchemists really love the structure and the control and the predictability that the void offers, transmutational alchemists have an entirely different approach. Transmutational alchemists, they let go of structure. They're prepared to let go of control. They embrace the wildness of possibilities that the void has to offer. And they enter the void with a really clear intention, but they leave the process entirely up to the void itself. They just trust that the outcome will be, and it will be perfect, even if it isn't what they expected. They have this understanding inside of them that it will always be the right outcome. Because of this, the void is a playground of spontaneous creation, and the most unexpected results can be just right. So if we go back to the butterfly scenario, that life cycle, it will start with a butterfly, and the butterfly may well leave an egg on the underside of my cabbage plant leaf. But here's the thing. At any point, that egg could completely, spontaneously change into anything else along the pathway. So let's say the butterfly lands on the cabbage leaf and lays an egg. And the egg turns into a moonbeam. And then the moonbeam turns into a galaxy. And the galaxy turns into a single beam of light. And the light turns into a thought. And the thought turns into a mountain, and the mountain changes into a jellyfish, and then the jellyfish becomes a pancake with maple syrup on the top, and then finally what emerges may or may not be a butterfly. That's transmutational alchemy. Transmutational alchemy really takes a lot of trust. You have to understand that when the void starts to play and create, it can have an amazing sense of humour. It is incredibly generous when you're prepared to allow it to do exactly as it wants. It can feel a bit chaotic. Sometimes it can feel as if it's really not what you want. If you end up with a cowpat instead of a glass of champagne in the process, well, you've just got to allow the void to do what it needs to do in order to create what it is your intention and desire is. You see, in the void, there is no right or wrong way to work. Whether you lean towards transformation or transmutation, the void responds to your intentions without any judgment. It's your partner, you see, in your creative process. And although it offers you limitless possibilities, and as long as you approach working with the void with a really open mind, the void will answer your call in whichever way you want that call to be answered. So the void is a really powerful ally. It's also a great mystery, of course, because it holds everything and nothing at the same time. And it allows whatever you envision to be what comes into being. So the role of the alchemist isn't actually to force things to happen. It's not about bending reality to your will or exerting any kind of control over outcomes. Instead, it's the alchemist that acts as an inspiration, as an instructor to say what the desire is, what the thought is. And then depending on the way you like to work with the void, you're either going to be a transformational or transmutational alchemist, and then the void will respond in that way. The idea of the alchemist as a kind of instructor is key. You see, you don't have to be the creator if you're the instructor. And you don't have to know exactly every single step in the process for the process to be successful. Your role is to provide enough direction to get the energy starting to form whatever it is that you're desiring. Just setting a clear intention and then letting the void work its magic. I'm a transmutational alchemist, although I started off as a transformational alchemist. I think often to work with the void, it makes a lot of sense to begin as a transformational alchemist, allowing you to learn to have faith in the predictability, learn how to build a relationship with how the thought is created in the void, how to learn how to trust, I suppose, working in the void. And then when you have built up and established enough of a trust so the two of you feel like best friends, that can often be when the alchemist decides, do you know what, this is what I want, I'm not going to try and control it, why don't I just hand this off to the void, and when what that will do is it will bring something back to me. Often it can bring it back to you in as little as 3 days. Actually, you can start to see signs of the world around you reshaping itself in order to provide you with whatever it is that you're desiring. Working with the void does mean you have to let go. It means that you have to let go of all the expectations that you would have of living and being in a third dimension. That's the first thing. Limiting beliefs, let them go. Thoughts of not being worthy or deserving, thoughts that something will be difficult or take a long time, let them all go. Yeah, you don't need to know exactly how things will unfold. You don't need to feel in any way that you are that you are not deserving of what it is that you're asking. Most people I know as alchemists ask for a lot less than they could be asking for. My feeling is that as an alchemist working in the void, if there is something I have a desire for, then it's likely that that particular thing was always intended for me anyway. Otherwise, I'd be desiring something else, wouldn't I? I think the alchemist collaborates with the void. It invites it to bring outcomes that are in tune with the alchemist's deepest intentions. This process really requires trust. I think that's when you change from a transformational alchemist into a transmutational one. You have to trust that the void, with its vast reservoir of potential, is going to organise itself precisely around your intention. Trust that even when the pathway to what you're trying to create may seem really unclear or unexpected, that the energy of creation is moving in harmony with your desire. I always say to my clients, have unshakable faith that despite any and all evidence to the contrary, that the universe around you is reshaping itself in order to bring you whatever it is that you desire. This trust is what allows the alchemist to truly work magic. I'll be honest with you, here in the third dimension, we can't access the magic. It makes absolute sense for us to turn around and think, I'm not sure if that's possible. But when you're beyond the third dimension, without the structures and the rules, anything's possible. And so why not tap into that? It's there, it's intended for you, it's a resource that's yours and it's waiting for you to instruct it. So when you work with the void, you have to release your attachment to the 3D world and its limitations. And this world, though it's brilliant with its structure and predictability, of course it's got its strengths, but those strengths are going to hold you back from experiencing the magic that's in the void. And when you let go of those constraints, you access the void and you allow it to work with you and for you, creating what I would describe as magic and miracles that go beyond what you thought was possible. So by understanding the nature of the void, and also you, the alchemist, how you work with it, you can become a master of your reality. You don't need to control every aspect of the process. I don't mean a master like that. Mastery is about understanding it, trusting it, being able to align with it. And when you release your attachment to how things should be or can't be, and instead you embrace how they could be and might be, you open yourself up to the infinite creativity that the void has at its fingertips. So it's not about forcing outcomes. It's not about bending the universe to your will. It's actually about being really open to the flow of creation and allowing the void, who after all is the absolute expert with this, to do what it does best. Just bring forth the new and the unexpected and the delightful and the magical. Let's revisit the wisdom of Wallace Wattles just for a moment. So remember, this is his book, The Science of Growing Rich, and he emphasizes the idea that there is a thinking substance, a field of potential that's always active, it's always ready to shape itself around the images and intentions that you hold in your mind. He wrote, "There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which in its original state permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. And Wallace Wattles goes on to say that man is capable of forming a thought in his or her mind. And therefore, if you can set that thought into this thinking stuff, then that thinking stuff will form itself in the image of your thought. So it's a perfect, for me anyway, encapsulation of this void space. It's not passive, it permeates everything, moving between and through all the spaces where form has not yet taken shape, and it actively lives. It is a living substance. It responds to your intention, the thought that you hold, the vision that you carry. It enters into this thinking stuff. That thought and the vision goes into the thinking stuff and sets a process of creation in motion absolutely straight away. Wattles' philosophy, I think, is all about understanding that we don't create from nothing. We create from this thinking stuff, and it's already present and abundant and eager to respond. And not only that, it's waiting for you to instruct it. It's the way it works. When you understand this, you begin to see the void not as something separate or distant from you, but as a living extension of your own creative power.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So the void is a place of creation, a space where time and structure and limitations all fade away, leaving only the purest of potential of what could be. And as Wallace Wattles reminds us, this thinking stuff is ready and waiting to respond to your thoughts, and it forms whatever you can envision. It's not about making things happen, it's about guiding the flow like a master, and letting whatever it is that you set in motion play out through the void and then come back to you. And as an alchemist, your job is not to dominate or to control this space. Your role is to be a guide, a visionary who sees beyond the obvious and directs the energy of the void towards a new possibility. And then, as you hold that vision in your mind and you let that vision ripple way out of the third dimension, right the way into the void, you can know that every ripple is sending an instruction to this really creative field and inviting it to take shape. So, connect into the void. You're already connected to it. Release your attachment to any restrictions of the 3D world, and you're going to find that the miracles you once thought impossible start to become within easy reach. The void's already waiting for instruction. It's a kind of a space of partnership. It's a place where you work hand in hand with the forces of creation. You see, the void is able to create anything, but unfortunately, it isn't able to instruct itself. And so it sits and waits. Now, you are not able really to create anything. You can create a thought or a desire, you can create an instruction, but in energetic terms, you won't be what's creating whatever it is that you've been envisaging. And so the two of you work in this beautiful partnership. You each need each other. So as you deepen your understanding of the void, you'll see that it's more than just a tool for manifesting. It's actually an entirely different way of seeing and creating your world, of interacting with many unseen energies that shape your reality. It's about knowing that there is a space between thoughts, between moments, and that space is alive with potential. You're surrounded with it all the time. In that silent space, in the spaces where nothing seems to be happening yet, the boy is actually busy weaving new realities. So what would you create with this understanding? Will you choose to be transformational in the way you approach it? Or are you actually going to become more transmutational? If you're going to be an alchemist, and you need to be an alchemist, really, if you would like to work with the void, well, which is it? Are you going to embrace visions that arrive step by step, because that's what feels great for you? Or are you going to embrace the spontaneity and chaos of the transmutational style, allowing the void to surprise you and delight you with its limitless creativity? It can be a bit of a show-off, actually, but if you're happy for the void to show you what it can really do, then as a transmutational alchemist, you will live in amazement and wonder. Now, neither path is better or worse. You know, each offers a unique way to interact with the power of the void space. In the end, both paths are likely to lead to similar places. I'm not going to say the same one, though, because with transmutation, you can never be quite sure at what point you've actually reached your destination. But what I would say is that part of this is having fun. It's about really tapping into the creative energies that surround you, me, all of us. So I invite you, step into your partnership with the void. Release your attachment to the 3D world's strengths and limitations when you're trying to create miracles and magic in your life. The void is a boundless field of creative energy, and all it wants is to respond to whatever your thoughts and intentions are. So take a moment, connect with the energy of possibility, feel the potential that can be found in this space, and I would suggest you trust that whatever you imagine can become real when you let it flow through the void. Be discerning with this, of course. We don't want you imagining something that you really don't want. I mean, in many ways, the void is very simplistic. It doesn't understand humour. It doesn't understand nuance. It doesn't understand you saying the opposite of what you want. If you say to it, I would like abundance, then what it hears is abundance. If you say, I would like health, then what it hears is health. If you say to it, I would like happiness, then what it hears is happiness. If you say, I don't want to be unhappy, then what it hears is unhappy. If you say, I don't want to be poor, then what it hears is poor. If you say to it, I don't want to be unwell, it believes you've just told it unwell. So I'm giving you an invitation today to tap into your true alchemy, to work with the void as your ally and partner and generous benefactor, and allow yourself to see beyond the known and embrace the mystery that I know is already available to you. The impossible actually is not just within your reach, it's already waiting for you to claim it. As Wallace Wattle says, there is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which in its original state permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. Man can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. This thinking stuff is the essence of the void, and you, as the alchemist, are the one who gives it shape and form through the clarity of your thoughts and the power of your belief. So, what will you create in this space of endless possibility? The void is waiting. It's ready to respond to you. Are you ready to step into it? That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.